Liz Cheney on backlash for impeaching Trump, confident we will be united as a conference going forward. By Trent Baker on January 21, 2021. Thursday on Fox News Channel's America's Newsroom. Representative Liz Cheney, RY, sounded off on the backlash she has received since voting to impeach now former President Donald Trump for inciting a group of supporters to storm the U.S. Capitol. I think that what we watched over the course of the last several weeks certainly tells us how fragile our system is. And certainly, you know, as we all watched yesterday, the peaceful transition of power that's really at the heart of our republic. All of us have an obligation to the Constitution and an obligation to do what we believe is right. What our oath compels us to do that is above politics, above partisanship. That is, you know, I think very important. I think it's incumbent on all of us. We came to different decisions, obviously, within our conference about that issue. Cheney was asked how she plans to win if there is a vote to remove her from her position as House GOP conference chair. "Look, I think we're going to have these discussions inside the conference," she replied. "We have differences of opinion about a whole range of issues, including about this one. And I anticipate and am confident we will be united as a conference going forward. We recognize how important it is to make sure that we are standing up and fighting against the policies of the Biden administration. The policies that we know are going to be very damaging for the country. We are looking at tax increases. We are looking at removal of protections for the unborn. We're looking at removal of protection for the Second Amendment. So, we have a lot of things that we have to come together on as a party and as a country to defend." Cheney went on to say the Senate should determine whether or not to follow the constitutional process if House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, sends over the article of impeachment when it comes to Trump's impeachment, even though he is no longer in office. "The Senate will have to decide how they're going to run the trial," she advised. Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at Magnify Trent.